Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences. Episodes discuss emotional, physical, and sexual violence. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Dark Dynasties.
This is a podcast where we focus on different rich and powerful families who have ultimately exposed themselves to be corrupt, messed up, and, you know, very dark.
With today's episode, we start diving into a very twisted, dark, powerful family, the Murdaugh family. I'm Sid.
I'm Olivia.
And this is Dark Dynasties. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm just great.
We're talking about a new dynasty this time.
Yeah, and it's very dark.
It is. It's a dark dynasty, as they say.
We said that so friendly. It's very dark.
It's very dark.
Really,
yeah,
positive.
No, I've had, yeah, so much coffee. No, but this is actually really dark.
Yeah, so this kind of all starts with this boat accident.
Yeah.
And then so many other things are unwrapped.
Yeah, basically this one boat accident was a catalyst for the downfall of this entire family in uncovering all these crimes they had basically hidden. But they would have stayed hidden if it wasn't for this boat crash.
So let's get into it. So in South Carolina, in February 2019, there are 6 kids from the ages of 18 to 20, and they're all on a boat to go to an oyster roast.
Now, I don't know what an oyster roast is.
Apparently, you roast oysters there.
So you roast oysters. It's a thing in the South. You go get on the boat and go to an oyster roast. That's a very normal beginning of an evening.
Sure. So let's meet the kids on this boat.
Yeah.
So we've got Connor and Miley, and they're dating.
Yeah. Connor Cook and Miley Altman are a couple.
And then we have Connor's cousin Anthony and his girlfriend Mallory Beach.
Yeah, they are a couple. So we've got 3 couples on this boat. The final couple is
Paul and Morgan.
Paul Murdaugh and his girlfriend Morgan Doty.
They meet at Paul's grandfather's house down the river. It's bring your own booze. You know, they're taking Snapchats.
The whole night is pretty much recorded on Snapchat, which is really crazy.
Yeah. If you watch the Murdaugh Murders on Discovery Plus, that's kind of what we're going based off of.
Yeah.
And it's pretty wild. The whole thing is captured. You see Snapchats of the whole night. They're drinking. These are kids. You know, they're 18 to 20. So, like, obviously it's underage drinking.
They're drinking a lot of hard seltzer. A lot of it is captured on Snapchat, you know, because they're all partying.
They go on this boat after drinking. You know, they get to the oyster roast, and then they're about to leave around midnight, and they're gone for 2 hours.
So they're supposed to go straight from the oyster roast back home, but it's 2 hours later, and they're not at their home dock.
And this night was cold, so conditions were foggy and bad, and Paul was the one driving the boat. We see in all these Snapchat videos Paul is driving.
Yeah.
And he's driving pretty recklessly.
Yeah, and he is very drunk. There's a point where they pull off to the side, and I think you know, all the girls and Anthony go to a park and sit down for a second, and there's like security cam footage of the dock. Mm-hmm. And Paul and Connor go into a bar and they're taking, you know, lemon drop shots and they're just getting wasted.
Drinking more when they're about to drive.
Yes, exactly.
And all the other kids on the boat are saying like, hey, you need to let someone else drive.
Yeah.
You need to stop. Like, you're driving recklessly.
To Paul specifically, because Paul is the drunkest and driving the most. You know, he's driving.
And obviously, he just does not give up power of the boat.
No. And in this time of year in South Carolina, in the water, there's terrible, like, fog.
They can't see anything.
Yeah.
So eventually, obviously, they crash. You know, they crash into a bridge, I believe, right?
Yeah, the way the crash goes down is really crazy because I guess, you know, Anthony is saying, hey, Paul, let me drive the boat, let me drive the boat. And then at a certain point, Paul is heading down Archer's Creek and stops the boat. Like, the boat stops. And then all of a sudden, he pushes the throttle down all the way. So it's like they're going from nothing to, like, really fast. Mm-hmm. And the boat crashes into a bridge pylon.
Yeah.
And is just wrecked. The boat is wrecked.
And three people are ejected from the boat. So the three people ejected from the boat are Anthony and Mallory, the couple, and Paul,
the driver of the boat. And meanwhile, Connor and Miley, who's the other couple, and Morgan, Paul's girlfriend, are all still in the boat, but they get really injured.
Yeah. We've got, like, there's like a hand injury. Somebody has a face gash.
It's terrible.
Insane.
Yeah.
So now they're all looking around, you know, they're all crashed and they're all looking around for each other, trying to make sure everybody's there. And the only person they can't find is Mallory.
Anthony's girlfriend, Mallory.
And obviously she was ejected from the boat with Paul and Anthony. And none of them can find her. And they're all yelling out for her and they can't find her anywhere.
Yeah.
So eventually
Connor calls for help 20 minutes or so after the boat crash. And then 20 minutes after Connor calls, you know, the police and everyone arrive.
Yeah. And if you watch the docuseries, they have all of the 911 recordings.
It's crazy.
Pretty wild.
It's really crazy.
So the police come to the scene and Anthony is trying to contact his mom. Yeah. He's like breaking down. Yeah. Everyone is freaking out because, you know, they can't find one of their friends.
Yeah. And everyone's super injured. And, you know, people are covered in blood. People are covered in water. They can't find Mallory.
And Paul, who was driving the boat, is smiling and laughing.
Yeah. Paul is just like messing with the cops. He's smiling. He's having a great time. Anthony gets very mad at this.
Apparently, Paul gets down to his boxers and he's just kind of like messing around with people.
Yeah. And I guess a thing that's going to be a theme with Paul that we learn about Paul is that Paul is like a really, really uncontrollable drunk. So, like, a lot of the things that happen happen when he's uncontrollably drunk, and that includes him stripping down to his boxers and trying to fight the cops and trying to
after he was caught driving under the influence and being a minor.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let's get into Paul Murdoch for a second.
Yeah.
So we need to talk about why this kid thinks he doesn't need to be serious in this situation.
Why is he laughing when the cops are going, where is the girl that you ejected out of the boat?
Right.
Yeah.
So Paul Murdoch comes from this long line of lawyers in South Carolina. And the Murdoch family is basically synonymous with the law.
Yeah, to the point where, like, when the police are there, Anthony is actually recorded saying – you know, to the cops, you know Alec Murdoch, that's his son, good luck.
Yeah.
About Paul, saying, like, nothing bad is going to happen to him.
Yeah, so let's go into this family history for a second. Yeah. Paul Murdoch is the youngest son of Alec Murdoch. Now, before we move on.
Yeah, this is a huge elephant in the room.
This is a huge elephant in the room, and we have to talk about
it.
In the show on Discovery Plus, every person they interview calls him Alec Murdoch.
Yeah.
His name is spelled A-L-E-X Murdoch. That is Alex Murdoch.
Yeah, when I read it, that's Alex, but everyone says Alec.
Every person calls him Alec. His name is spelled Alex. We're going to call him Alec because
that's what
he is called.
Yeah.
But it makes no sense to me.
No, but it is spelled Alex, so that's just
and we just needed to point that out for a second.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So Paul Murdoch is the youngest son of this guy, Alec Murdoch. And Alec is the latest in a long, long line of South Carolina lawyers.
And they live in this place called Hampton County. Basically, they've always been pretty much synonymous with the law in this county.
So it starts with this guy, Randolph Sr.
Right, in like 1920.
Yeah, he gets elected as the solicitor of the 14th Judicial Circuit.
Right. And that's another word for a district attorney.
Right.
Which means like it's the lead prosecutor. It's the people who decide in a county which crimes are gone after, which crimes are prosecuted, which ones go to court, and which ones do not.
Right. So this is a big job.
It's a very powerful position to be in.
So for 20 years, Randolph Sr. is the most powerful lawyer in town.
Right.
And then when he retires, his son takes over. So that's Randolph the Second.
Yeah.
A beautiful original name.
Yeah.
Randolph the Second, who I guess is called Buster to his friends, which that is not a nickname of Randolph.
No, I've never heard that.
You know, this family's got some weird shit with names.
Yeah.
Alex is pronounced Alec. Randolph is called Buster.
Well, there's another Buster, too, later on, and
what's
we'll get into that
on,
later.
Guys?
Yeah, there's multiple Busters.
Lots going on with the names. So Buster, Randolph II,
right,
holds the position from 1940 until 1986.
That's he's the lead
46
prosecutor
years.
For 46 years.
Yeah. And then his son, Randolph III,
again,
really original name.
They
love it.
They love the name Randolph.
They love to reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Yeah.
Randolph III takes over, and he's the lead prosecutor from 1986 until 2006.
Yeah, so on top of basically having uninterrupted control of this county and being district attorneys for 86 years straight.
86 years of uninterrupted control.
Yeah, they also have a law firm. Like, they have an entire law firm on the side, too.
Which is literally such a conflict of interest.
Oh, absolutely. And Randolph, as in Alec's dad, is still a partner, and so are his two sons, Alec and Alec's brother, Randy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So it's a whole lot. Like, it's so many.
It's a lot. So this super powerful law firm is not only, like, defending people in court, but
prosecuting people.
Right. But that family is also deciding who goes to court.
Yeah. And, like, you walk into the courtroom and there's portraits of all of their family members, like, in the courtroom.
Imagine being against the lawyer has photos of their father, their grandfather, and their great-grandfather on the wall.
Yeah.
You must think, like, oh, I'm not winning this one.
No, you wouldn't be winning that one at all, I don't think.
No.
There's any chance to win that one.
You're playing an away game.
Yeah.
This is like their home team. You're playing an away game, and you're like, ugh, I'm not going to win the homecoming.
Yeah.
So it's pretty insane.
So it makes sense that Paul would think that he could be above the law.
Sure. He comes from a family who decides what the law is.
Yeah, exactly. He's acting like he is above the law. He's laughing. He's fucking with the cops.
Yeah, he gets a police escort to an ambulance.
Like, the ambulance arrives, and then everyone else goes into their ambulances, but Paul needs to get escorted to his by the cops.
Yeah.
Like, he can't just walk over and do it. He's that belligerent.
He's
drunk.
Too drunk, yeah. And they're going to make sure that this guy is safe at all costs because he's a Murdaugh.
The shortest police escort ever. Like, the shortest walk.
A really, really small distance.
Yeah.
So Paul asks for a phone.
He's, like, trying to get a phone from the cops, from the EMTs. He finally gets a phone from the EMT. So he calls his grandfather, Randolph, mm-hmm. a classic name. Speaking of names.
Okay, you guys. This is bad.
Yeah, we're going to get into something really crazy.
They mention this briefly.
It is brushed over.
In the docuseries.
And we had to dive into it.
And Olivia and I were like, why? Wait, this is a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
Randolph is called Handsome.
His nickname that all his grandkids call him and everyone in his family calls him is Handsome.
And they call him this because Randolph asked to be called this.
By his granddaughters.
Because he said, a woman has never called me handsome.
He said, I've always wanted a woman to refer to me as handsome, like as my name.
So this was his chance.
So he made his granddaughters call him Handsome. Everyone called him Handsome as a nickname. And there's some really creepy pictures of him with his granddaughter.
Yeah, it's also so crazy because usually when grandparents get a fun nickname,
yeah.
it's like Bubby or
yeah.
like Gaga
yeah.
or, you know, oh, it's Nana.
Yeah.
Handsome?
Handsome is like a really bizarre nickname for a grandfather. Like, I understand a grandfather calling like a little kid that. Like, oh, look at you, handsome. Like, you know, just being like, oh,
sure.
you know, supportive. But when it's like
a child
having to call an old man handsome as his first name is absolutely bizarre.
Also so odd to picture 19-year-old Paul, like, on
yeah.
the scene of a crime, calling his grandfather and go, hey, handsome.
Hey, handsome, I need some
I just
help.
Got in a boat crash, handsome. How you doing?
Yeah.
Too weird.
Very weird.
So here we have a segment.
Yeah, unfortunately, this has spurred a segment.
Called Worse Nicknames for Your Grandfather than Handsome.
Sid, do you have any nicknames that you would think are worse for a grandfather?
Sure. I would never, ever call my grandfather, who I call Seda,
right.
I would never call him sexy.
Right. That's another bad one.
I would never call my grandfather sexy.
That's like handsome, but a little bit edgier.
Mm-hmm.
How about baby doll?
I don't like that at
that's
all.
That's also not a nickname for anyone's grandfather.
Here's a really good
yeah.
nickname for
yeah.
a grandfather you
yeah.
should never use.
Uh-huh.
Hot mama sugar pie.
Oh, yeah.
Don't call your grandfather that.
I mean, I would hope your grandfather doesn't ask you to call him that.
Or respond to it.
We've got, what's another one? You don't want to call your grandfather sex on wheels. That would be bad.
No,
whether or not he is on wheels.
Yeah, he could be on wheels.
He could be on wheels.
He might not be.
I think the name's bad regardless.
Yeah. No thanks. Here's one. Mr. Tasty.
Mr. Tasty's a bad name for a grandfather.
Yeah, very bad.
Worse than handsome. We're doing a good job at coming up with some ones that are worse.
It's getting pretty bad.
How about kiss magnet or like magnet for my kisses?
Very bad.
That's bad, right?
I would call
that. That's pretty bad.
Come give kiss magnet a
yeah.
hug.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
thank you.
No.
Sex god.
That's a bad one.
Don't want to hear that. Can you imagine somebody being like, yeah, we're going to go to grandma and sex god's house for Thanksgiving? No thanks.
Yeah. I would also pitch don't call your grandfather the mayor of orgasms or something. I don't know.
Hard no.
There's certain things that I think once you start sexualizing your own grandfather, you know, you can really go off the deep end. So I'd cut it before handsome.
Also, previously when we talked about the House of Hammer,
yeah.
they also had some interesting things about getting way too invested in their father and grandfather's sex lives and stuff.
Yes.
And I don't know why this is a theme.
I feel bad for anyone who has to know anything about their father or grandfather's sex lives.
Yeah, I don't want to know about any of this.
That is something that
we don't want to sexualize grandfathers.
No. And if the grandfather's trying to sexualize himself, I'm going to pass.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so that was a segment called Worse Nicknames for Your Grandfather Than Handsome. So Paul calls handsome and he says, hey, handsome.
I just crashed your boat.
I just crashed your boat. You're handsome.
I'm going to the hospital now with a police escort.
Yeah. And he says, by the way, Connor, my friend Connor, was the one driving the boat, which is not true.
No. There are Snapchats to prove it.
No. Paul immediately calls handsome, pins it on Connor. And also during this, Connor's girlfriend, Miley, is standing right next to Paul. So she hears
this.
Oh,
they fully hear it.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you kidding right now?
Yeah.
So the kids get taken to the hospital. They're put in, you know, separate rooms.
Yeah.
And Paul starts being super inappropriate to the hospital staff.
Oh,
shocker.
This is shocking.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by this.
So they're actually not even able to take his blood alcohol percentage.
Yeah, for like 90 minutes.
For 90 minutes because he's just being wild.
Yeah,
and
which
like,
is very convenient and yeah, helpful for
and
him.
And like he has 90 minutes to chill out.
Yep, yep.
And for his alcohol percentage to go down.
Yeah, which is totally messed up.
So guess who shows up?
Oh, is it handsome?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So Alec, which is Paul's father.
And handsome, his grandfather, also named Randolph.
Show up to the hospital. And they're trying to get all the kids to not only be quiet, but to also change their story.
They literally are trying to go into the hospital rooms where the kids are to talk to the kids before the cops do.
Now, I don't know if you guys know anything about rules or hospitals, but, like, it's a thing that, like, only – I'm pretty sure only your spouse can, like, come into a hospital room and, like hang out with you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
not your friend's grandfather.
No.
That person definitely can't.
Yeah, I mean, especially if your friend was the one who was driving the boat and hurt everybody. Like, that person's lawyer, grandfather, and father should not be coming into your room to talk to you about anything, to the point where Morgan, actually, who is this is a dark, this has like dark innuation, but like Morgan, who is Paul's
girlfriend. Yeah.
Does not want Paul's father to come into her hospital room because she's afraid of what he'll do, which is scary because she must know him the best out of all those kids.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
That's just a bad sign.
Yeah.
So you have, like, you know, Alec and Handsome, unfortunately, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Alec and Handsome are going into these kids' rooms and being like, hey, don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
Or keep quiet or whatever.
Yeah.
To the point where, allegedly,
yeah,
Alec followed Connor down the hall as they're wheeling him into surgery. And he says,
his jaw's all messed up. Yeah.
Yeah. And he says, I promise you everything will be okay. We're going to represent you. Everything's going to be fine. Just don't say anything.
Yeah.
When in reality,
we will take care of it.
In reality, the plan is
to pin it on
Connor.
Absolutely.
So they're telling this kid, we're the adults here.
Yeah. We'll take care of you.
We're going to take care of you.
Just don't say anything. We'll make it all okay.
And their plan is to make this kid seem like he's the one driving the boat.
To throw this kid completely under the bus to save Paul. And that's kind of a pattern for them. They will tell people, don't worry, I'll take care of it. You're going to be okay. You're with me. And then they will directly, mess with those people.
And it's always people who think they can trust them, right?
Like, because they have a reputation as, you know, really famous, trustworthy district attorneys that are like a big freaking deal.
And they're talking to people who are friends of the family,
mm-hmm,
who have
mm-hmm,
been friends
mm-hmm,
for years.
Who know them, yeah.
Who, these people would never do anything to, like, hurt me.
No.
You know, they're there for me.
But
this family doesn't have any loyalty to anyone but themselves.
Plus, they know everything about criminal liability and civil liability.
Yeah.
And so they are like, they know what has to be said, what has to not be said. They know they know how to puppet master an entire situation to get out of trouble when they're in trouble, which is a thing we learn largely after this boat crash.
They know the system and they also know how to profit off the system.
Absolutely.
And it's just going to get worse from here. It's insane. So, I mean, through all of this, we have to remember
Mallory still hasn't been found.
Yeah, there's a child missing here.
Yeah.
And Alec and Handsome are immediately trying to cover Paul's ass instead of even focusing on the fact that there is a child who is still missing, who never got back from this boat crash.
Yeah.
And where is she? Where's Mallory?
Yeah. The boat crash really was only the beginning.
In fact, it opened up something so much darker. So if you want to follow along, watch Murdaugh Murders on Discovery Plus.
And come check out Dark Dynasties. We'll be talking about the Murdaughs for the next couple of episodes.
I'm Sid.
I'm Olivia.
And thank you for listening to Dark Dynasties.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.